Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy. Welcome back, Galway Islanders. We're pleased to bring you a soothing world to help you and your children relax. Before we begin, have you left a review for Be Calm on Galway Island? We need your positive reviews. Your reviews help others find our stories and keep us on the air. Everyone makes a difference. Let the world know how much you love Be Calm on Galway Island. Thank you. We really appreciate your help. If you love listening to our stories and meditations, please become a member of Be Calm on Galway Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there, an extra story each week to relax to, and so much more. Join us on Patreon to help us grow and bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Galway Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in, feel the air coming in through your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air, and then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath in and out. Now it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes, and then squeeze your toes together, pretending you're picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes, and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you're holding a banana with your toes and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float slowly down. Lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float slowly back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now, pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands tight into a ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug and squeeze. Relax and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flowing into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Make a grumpy face. And let your face and neck soften. And breathe in and out. Finally, you're going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go. Squeeze your whole body tight. And let it go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight and hold. And relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time. Squeeze your whole body tight. And let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you're ready for our story. Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is New School. It was the first day at Raja's new school. As he waited for the bus, he began to feel nervous. Raj imagined all kinds of things. He thought about the new friends he would meet. He thought about the new things he would learn this year. Then he took a deep dragon breath in and out. And slowed his running thoughts. He knew that staying present would help him through this exciting day. So Raj took another deep breath in and out. And then he took one more deep breath in and out. Feeling calm. The bus pulled up and Raj stepped on, not sure where to sit. So Raj sat down quickly in the front seat. Maybe on the way home he would know who to sit by. Raj smiled at the kids across the aisle from him and they smiled back. That wasn't too bad, Raj thought. The bus stopped again and again. Most of the kids got on, nodded hello to Raj, and then walked back further on the bus. Then at one bus stop, two boys stepped on. Hi, one boy said. Haven't seen you around before. I'm Owen, and this is Andy. I'm Raj, Raj replied. I just moved here. Great, we'll show you around. Do you mind if I sit here? Raj shook his head no, and Owen sat next to Raj. Andy sat in the seat behind them. The three boys chatted the rest of the way to school. When the bus stopped, Andy said, Okay, follow us. We'll show you what to do. The boys showed Raj where to put his backpack and where they waited in the morning. While they waited, they found out that they all had the same teacher. The bell rang, and it was time to go to their classroom. Since they were all in the same classroom, it was easy for Andy and Owen to show Raj where to go. As they reached the classroom, their teacher, Mr. Smith, said, Welcome, everyone. I'm your teacher, Mr. Smith. Look on the tables for your name and sit down in the chair next to it. If you need help, raise your hand and I'll help you. The class busily zipped around the room looking for their names. Soon, everyone had found their own spot with only a couple confusions. There happened to be two Ians in the class, so once the two Ians found their spots, Mr. Smith went on to show everyone where all of the supplies would go, step by step. Eventually, everything was put away. Then Mr. Smith got everyone moving with a game. Afterwards, it was back to explanations of the class routine. Mr. Smith was very kind and assured everyone that soon it would be easy to remember everything. Until it was easy, he was there to help. The class seemed very friendly as well, and Raj began to feel more and more comfortable. Before long, it was time for lunch and recess. Owen and Andy invited Raj to sit with them. The three boys sat down at lunch, and as they finished, Andy said, So what would you like to do at recess? I usually play football, Raj said. That sounds like fun, Owen said. I'll get the ball, Andy said. So Owen and Raj found a spot to play football, and Andy grabbed the ball. He brought over a brown oval ball, and Raj felt confused. I think that is a rugby ball. A football is black and white. The others were puzzled. That sounds more like a soccer ball. Why don't you come pick the ball that you mean? Owen suggested. Okay, Raj said, and picked out a round ball with black and white pentagons. That's a soccer ball, Andy said. Oh, we call it football because you're only allowed to use your feet to touch it, Raj replied. That makes sense. But you should probably try to call it a soccer ball, or no one will know what you're talking about, Andy said. Owen said, So what are we playing, soccer or football? Both, Raj said, laughing as he put the brown oval away. The boys laughed and began to play. Before they knew it, recess was over, and after more first day instructions, time to go home. After the bus ride home, Raj felt tired. It had been a fun and exhausting day. He told his parents all about school and yawned. Raj was ready for some rest. He sat down on the couch, closed his eyes, and thought of all he had to be grateful for. Raj was happy to have a nice teacher, who also seemed to be pretty fun. He was thankful that he had a nice class. Most of all, Raj was grateful to have met Owen and Andy. It was nice to know he had some friends. He gave himself a tight hug and relaxed, wishing everyone happiness and peace. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, Raj nestled into the cushions on the couch. He took another dragon breath. Relaxed and smiled. Raj took one more deep dragon breath in and out. And drifted off to sleep, dreaming of playing football or soccer with his new friends.
Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.